This program brought to you in the public interest.
This is Rock and Religion, and we're featuring today a new album called Shotgun Angel by a group known as Daniel Amos. Daniel Amos has been a favorite on Rock and Religion. We featured their first album, Daniel Amos, several times on the show, and we're glad to get this new album. What does Shotgun Angel mean? Is that based on a song?
It's a real truck driver song. Bill Sprouse wrote it. Well, really long before the CB thing hit big. Bill was a real, you know, CB-er way back, and he wrote this song and way before Rubber Ducky or whatever that song is called. And it's just kind of a different song. It tells the story of a truck driver who is talking on a CB radio, and suddenly he hears a voice, and it's a voice of Jesus.
Well, I've been driving all night, and I know I'm getting tired, but I haven't got far to go. Think I'll push this southbound 18-wheel a little further on down the road. I've been driving like a fool, dodging all the truck stops, trying hard to make it home. I gotta put the hammer down, drive it in the ground. Think I'm going crazy just from driving alone. Heard him say, got an angel riding shotgun.
Shotgun Angel, the title cut of Daniel Amos's newest on the Maranatha label. This week and next, Rock and Religion will present the entire album, plus conversations with the group and interviewer Mary Neely.
I noticed that sometimes in your performances you wear cowboy hats and just you wear them a lot. Do you consider yourself a Western country band or what?
Well,
drugstore cowboys.
Yeah, strictly LA.
LA cowboys,
strictly
right.
LA. No, it's just a matter of dress. Our first album had a lot of country things in it, and we're kind of exploring some new areas with this new album. Of course, Shotgun Angel, with a name like that, it's got to be pretty country. So that's one of the only country songs on the album. There are a couple other things, but we're really getting into some other things, exploring some new areas.
How long have you been together as this entity? What are your names and let's see, you're Terry Taylor. I've been talking to Terry Taylor. Jerry, say hi.
Hi,
Jerry.
Hi.
And then there's a couple of more members of the group, Mark Cook and one more.
Marty Deckmeyer and Ed McTaggart.
I see. Right. And have you been together as these five for a period of time?
Yeah, we've been together for about 2 years now, and we've had a few changes in personnel.
As you've been together this long, I'm sure that there's been times that you wondered if you were going to go on, you know, as a group, and now it seems like you're really solidifying. And is it like you feel like stronger than ever that what you're doing is what you're supposed to do?
The Lord has really seems to be impressed upon us more as the ministry has grown, just what He wants us to do specifically. And I think we're a little bit more sure. The Lord has taken us through several changes, bringing us closer to Himself and closer to each other.
I think one of the heaviest things is that I've experienced personally, I was in quite a few ministries, musical ministries, music ministries, before I got involved in Daniel Amos. And every one of them, before God took me through a real heavy change in my life, was a self-promotion type of thing. This is the first group that I have felt totally that we are becoming what God wants us to be, but the assurance of our calling from the very beginning, that it was something that that God had done, that God had called us and was going to use us.
In other words, you're not just making albums just because you want to make a living, and I mean, you're speaking as though you're on some kind of mission. Is that correct? As a group,
we are, in a sense, missionaries. We're ministers.
You don't consider yourself just musicians.
Not at all.
Uh-uh.
Isn't that different than other people that are in the music business?
Well, for sure it is.
Yeah.
Because the idea in secular music, and I was involved for a short time in that, is to become popular, is to become famous, is to make bucks. Our desire is to share Christ. Simple as that. Our desire is to tell people about Jesus Christ.
Do you do that in your concerts?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Of course, we have our ministry is to the body of Christ, and we have the responsibility of feeding the flock.
Rock and Religion. I'm talking with Terry Taylor and Jerry Chamberlain of the group Daniel Amos. We're highlighting the album Shotgun Angel, and the song Father. What's the name of the song?
Father's Arms.
Father's Arms. What's this song about?
Well, it's a story of someone who's running from the Lord, and you know, we, everyone in the group, all my brothers, they can all identify with this song, because there was one time in each one of our lives where we were running from the Lord. And common to every man's experience and all our experiences is that we experienced during that time nothing but kind of dread, kind of confusion, a lot of emptiness. I think just a lot of heaviness, I think, because like just out of high school for me personally was a really heavy experience of not knowing my identity or what I was going to do with my life or which direction I was going to take, and was, even if I did take this direction, what was life all about? Is it just something we live, we die, you know, and that sort of thing. And it's just telling the story of someone in this position. And then it talks about how we can have all these kind of securities and build up in our life. But then are those moments of reflection where we really see that we're just kind of children in the dark, wandering around lost and empty and really not knowing what's going on. And it talks about that child falling into his father's arms. Security, rest, true security, which is found in Father, referring to our Father God and to Christ, a place that we can come to as Christians of really resting, of really experiencing peace and His love and His guidance, His care.
Thank you. Listening to Rock and Religion and our first program on Shotgun Angel, Daniel Amos's newest on the Maranatha label. The interviewer, Mary Neely.
What kind of musical changes are you going through? It seems like most of the bands that I talk to, they're always looking to the future. They're wanting to add some instrument. Or in this album, Shotgun Angel, that we're featuring on the show, what have you done here that you didn't do in the last album that you're excited about?
Well,
musically?
The last album was really different. We went as four people. Two acoustic guitars, a bass, and a lead guitar. So on the album, we had studio musicians playing drums, we had studio musicians playing piano and that sort of thing. On this album, I really feel we're a group going in. We've added a keyboard player. God's given us a keyboard player in Mark, and a drummer with Ed. And so we're going as a complete entity this time. And so it's different in that respect. Keyboards is a vast area. You know, we can almost do anything with keyboards. So the sounds are going to be different because the group we went into the studio last time not having worked with a drummer, not having worked, you know, with a keyboardist. This time we've had the experience of working in that respect, and I think it's just going to be an improvement musically over the last album.
You've been doing a lot of concerts recently. I know you just came back from a tour that took you to Colorado. Can you think of a concert in the last few months that was really something special, and can you tell me what happened or why? Any specific one that stands out in your mind?
Yeah, the one the other night. The last one we did.
Where was that?
Yes,
it was the shortest concert of our history, really. The reason it was is because...
Did you get booed off the stage?
No. We played at Disneyland, and I got throat problems where my vocal was, really messed up. And so we went to Raincross Square, which is in Riverside, to do a big concert there. And we got up, and my voice got progressively worse. So the last song that we did, it was just a real, you know, really straining, you know, to get through the song. And that was it. I mean, that 20 minutes, 25 minutes, and we were off the stage, and people were kind of looking around, going, man, what's happening? But I think more than that, it was one of those concerts where God was saying, my grace is sufficient for you, and you need to depend upon me. And we really have to thank the Lord for those kind of concerts where we're just getting by, and we're going, Lord, you know, just help us to give us your grace and get us through this concert. Help us to minister.
Man game, going down to Texas, I'm ready, Paul, get a step back. I got my black gold fever and my temperature's running high. You gotta quench your thirst when your mouth is cotton dry. And just like preachers call, I gotta go, that's all. I want black gold living, I'm giving my luck a try. Black gold fever, my mama said, leave you black gold and probably dead. Listen to your heart and not your head. Put the bottle back on the shelf. Said, son, get a hold of yourself. You want black gold living, there ain't no looking back. Don't look back. Even
mama said,
"Use a black go.
Leave you black and old and probably dead. Listen to your heart and not your head, boy. I pray you get that gospel fever instead. Well, hear the clickety black to the railroad track, going down there somewhere where the gold is black. Oh, something telling me something ain't right. Put the Bible back on the shelf. Said, son, get a hold of yourself. You want black gold living, there ain't no looking back. Well, I canceled my order when I crossed over and the train hit the borderline. And my Bible belt mom and the words you spoke now suddenly came to mind. I said the words she spoke to me, they brought me to my ever loving knees. That's when I left that black gold forever behind.
Black gold fever, my mama said.
My mama said,
leave you black gold and probably dead.
She was right.
So listen to my heart and not my head. Now got that gospel fever, got that gospel fever, got that gospel fever, praise God instead.
This is Rock and Religion. I'm talking with Terry Taylor and Jerry Chamberlain of the group Daniel Amos. As I've been talking with you for a period of time this evening, I assume you're in your 20s, early
right.
20s, and the themes that you're talking about are extremely heavy. You've been talking about the second side of this album, which is on the rapture, and this first side, the themes are rather heavy. Why aren't you writing love songs, and why aren't you writing, I mean, it seems like you're awfully serious for your age, and in your conversations, the words the Lord God and all of this is this just so much your life that's really all you're thinking about and wanting to write about?
Well, our songs, there are songs on the album which are expressions of love, but our love is directed to the Lord. Our first song on the album, Days and Nights, is a love song to our wives. So there are love songs on the album, but at the same time, we're striking a serious note because we're living in perilous times. We're living a time when people need to really wake up. You know, you can get so caught up in just frivolity and just going through life and living on the surface and not really facing the consequences of what life is all about, what death is all about. These are serious things, and we hope through a lot of the songs in the album, especially the second side, to jolt people into really looking at their life and really seeing that what the Bible has to say is right now coming to pass, is right now happening. And that's the intention of this album. It's also, the first side is, there are some light things on it. There are love songs, there are all sorts of songs on the album, but they all point to the fact that we need Christ, that we all have a basic need, and Christ is the answer to that need.
Take me back home.
Popular group, especially in L.A., and why do you think you're so well received. You thought about that?
Lord,
I know,
knows.
Because you're so charming, really? And so good, right?
Well.
No, I mean, why do you think audiences are really going for your band?
Well, I hope they're attracted to the Lord.
He uses the foolish to confound the wise.
The morning paper is not the same. A man is smiling, do you know his name? Yeah. Lady of the sky, oh, where'd you go, where'd you fly? My love, I had a dream last night. I saw a rider on the
Sounds of Side 2, as Rock and Religion will present the second part of our series on Daniel Amos and their new Maranatha LP, Shotgun Angel. Join us next week at this same time. This has been Rock and Religion, heard every week at this same time. Any communication as to the content of this program should be directed to the attention of this station or to Rock and Religion, 3132 Bradshaw, Sacramento, California, 95827. That's Rock and Religion, 3132 Bradshaw, Sacramento, California, 95827.